each other we will
twine. For about 40 years on the Central Kenai Peninsula, walking into a local music event, it was obvious if Vicky Tinker was around. If she was performing, her steady alto voice was immediately recognizable, even when blended in three-part harmony. If she was in the audience, she was the most likely culprit for the laughter that was inevitably involved.
There was this innocent childlike quality to Vicky where she wasn't afraid to just let loose and say whatever she thought or dance with wild abandon. She was just a lot of fun.
That's Bonnie Nichols, bandmates with Vicky and Suzanne Little in Food for the Soul. Vicky's death on December 26th, after a 3.5-year battle with complications of ovarian cancer, irrevocably changes the music landscape for many in the area. Little says the sadness of the moment is balanced with the lifetime of joy Vicky shared.
I feel like we're all holding sorrow in one hand and gratitude in the other for having known this incredible person.
Food for the Soul formed around 1995 in a moment of nonchalance that was so very Vicky. Little and Nichols were rehearsing for a duo gig in a conference room at Central Peninsula Hospital, where Nichols works. Vicky worked there too at the time and happened to be outside the conference room. Here's Nichols.
She just walked by and casually threw in a third harmony. And both of our necks just about snapped off. We went, "What? Wait a minute. Come back here." From that moment on, she was with us. She just, everything was so easy. We never had a lot of time to practice, but the harmonies just were always there. And, you know, we had so many fun moments with Vicky. Like, we played with her for, like, 25 years and all of a sudden discovered that she could play bass. And she had never told us that. And one day, Suzanne, she was going to need to change instruments. And all of a sudden, Vicky said, "Oh, I can play bass." And we, "What? You can play bass and you haven't told us that for all these years?" And she was like, "Oh, yeah, I took string bass, you know, in junior high or something like that." And she was so casual about picking up instruments and learning them. But, yeah, she was amazing.
Even though all three are songwriters, pulling from their own observations and experiences, Little says they found a shared musical sensibility.
We wanted to sing songs that made people think or feel something or improve themselves, improve their community. We wanted to sing community music. And so what she brought was the same fervor for singing songs that, you know, might change people, and then people might change the world for better.
One of their favorites to perform was "The Bramble and the Rose" by Mary McCaslin and Jim Ringer, with Vicky singing lead.
"Now I've hurt you and it hurts me, just to see what we can do to ourselves and to each other without meaning to see how the bramble and the rose."
Vicky tried to make the world better in big ways and small, from her career and volunteer pursuits, working as the fetal alcohol specialist for Frontier Community Services, teaching Tai Chi at Kenai Peninsula College, and being a board member for Love Inc., the Kenai Peninsula Youth Facility, and the Children's Action Committee. She was a fan of public radio, hosting a weekly DJ show on KDLL called All the Diamonds. She even marched in parades for Pickle Hill Public Broadcasting wearing a pickle suit. She was the music worship leader for various churches over the years, went on international mission trips, and started the Fifth Sunday Music Ministry, an interdenominational worship service.
And I think the goal was to take everybody she could from every church, every religion, and create a way for everybody to play together instead of being these little tiny groups. That was her, that thing that she did. You know, she took pieces from everywhere and all the places that she went and created something really beautiful out of it.
That's Katie Evans. Evans met Vicky and her husband, Glenn Tinker, as a young teenager spending summers in Kenai, getting to know the local music scene. Before long, the Tinkers became her Alaska parents.
She treated everyone like family, and she would consider like musical events like church. To her, the musical community, the people she mentored, the people who looked up to her or played music alongside her, like she considered them her people, her family. And I think that's how Vicky created such a beautiful thing, because she just loved everybody so much.
Evan says Vicky's presence just made things better. She always made time to listen, to work on a song, to help solve a problem. Here's one of the songs they co-wrote, Rise.
You will rise above the hurting. You will rise above the shame. In the gentle arms of heaven, you will wash away the pain. You will walk through the fire with your head high. You will walk among the risen. You will rise.
At the very least, Vicky could add levity to any situation.
There was a time Glenn made us butcher the goose. I came over for some meal, and there was geese that needed, like, plucked, or the thing you do after you kill them, I guess. And this one goose, we plunged it into the hot water, and it honked without a head. And I ran for my life. She just laughed, because I guess it was, like, air coming up through, like, its trachea or something, but like me being like 14 and a goose honking, they didn't have a head. I mean, it was scary. It was like, what the hell? But again, she just laughed, because that's what she does.
Here she is at a True Tales Told Live storytelling event, sharing about the time she and Evans volunteered to be greeters at a Halloween carnival at the church they had just joined.
And then the specific instruction was that we were to greet people who, you know, non-church people, just be extra friendly to them. So we, sure, you know. And then we're standing out there in the cold, and we realize we're new. We have no idea who goes. And so we thought, we're going to try our magical heathen meters and see. And mine's kind of broken, because I see Jesus in everybody, and Katie has no heathen meter at all. So I don't remember whether we treated everyone as guests or everyone as family, but I know that it was so bitterly cold out that by the end of the evening, they were all heathens, and the person who gave that job was going straight down the chute to hell.
Vicky had a serious side. Nichols says ego never got in the way with Vicky, and it better not get in your way either. She could receive honest feedback and give it.
Her ability to be so neutral and so loving, but outspoken at the same time. She was really an advocate for being Christ-like and not being snarky, and she would call people out for it. She would say, hey, you know, the kingdom of God is about the kingdom of God. It's not about being a Republican or a Democrat. So I loved that about her. I loved how she could walk that line, and she could actually just call people out because she lived it.
Shannon Darling started playing with Vicky in 1982, not long after Vicky moved to the Kenai. They wrote and performed mostly worship music together, but lots of other stuff too. Darling also used to own Veronica's Coffee House in Kenai, the longtime staple venue for local live music. Of all Vicky's originals, her most requested song was Blue Eyed Boy, written about Vicky's grandparents in Washington, which Darling helped set to music.
And it's so Vicky. The lyrics are just so Vicky. It's just it's a wonderful song, and we'll continue to play it for, you know, forever, I'm sure. It's not going to be the same. Nothing's going to be the same. No music is going to be the same. That's for sure.
Dangerous ride and a slick, slick slide down the hill on the road to Hokin. Scrub up good, find you some food. Money for town and a party. Don't you wait so long that your pretty girl's gone. Get that big rig down and rumbling. Yeah, get that big rig down.
It all surrounds music, but that was her. That was her whole life. You know, she was just one big, beautiful song.
So handsome. Mud cake, shoes and pocket-sized boots. You set my heart a-dancing.
A celebration of life for Vicki Tinker will be held at 4 p.m. January 8th at Soldotna Creek Park. And that will do it for the KDLL Evening News. I'm Jenny Nyman. Thanks for tuning in.
Sweet petaled fronds from the edge of the pond, lilies and a lover's poem. Boy from the woods, rough-edged and good, brings me white trilliums and wonder. One cakewalk, no small talk, just leaves me with a folded ticket. For the silk pie prize and a thousand tries to win my love.